Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Kind of undercover.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:06. It's Monday morning. It's wet out there, although I'm looking out the window. The sky seems clear. And I heard it was going to clear up today and actually be partly sunny. I have no idea if that was. I heard it on KCBS. I trust them.
It stormed hard at my house, though, yesterday and overnight. Mm. So I actually thought I'd wake up to clear skies already.
Yeah.
It was still raining. Pouring. Yeah, it was pouring on the way in.
Pouring on the way in.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just misting at my house.
I checked the weather before I left and said it was dry. Then I went outside and it was raining.
No.
Sure.
I guess I could have looked out the window.
I guess you could have.
You know, that's these apps, they are
what they are, Ben. Okay, here we go. This part of the show is brought to you by Heal.com. Westfield San Francisco Center tree lighting is this Thursday, November 30th. Light up your holiday. Join Yuzette, Hooman, and Bryn at Westfield San Francisco Center. The annual tree lighting. This tree is amazing. According to Hooman, it's made of crystal. They have this dome in the center of the Westfield Center,
right.
And the whole thing is sort of built around that. If you haven't been in there, actually, it's sort of an incredibly cool place just to visit.
Mm-hmm.
But they hang the tree upside down from the center. So it's like hanging down among all the, between all the floors and, you know, this sort of central staircase that goes around, which is enormous. And
it's the gorgeous. Best tree, right, Hooman?
The best tree.
It's the best tree in the world, and it's hanging under. It's hanging from the dome on the fourth floor.
Oh, and what's it made of?
Crystal.
Oh my God!
Yeah. It's Gucci, right?
Gucci, Prada, and Versace all combined to make this.
Oh, boy. Thank you
they
so
really,
much.
That is. Thank you, Hooman. So that is this Thursday, November 30th, 6 to 8. They'll be right under the dome with the huge tree. It's free. You can RSVP at westfield.com, San Francisco. There's going to be all kinds of treats and music and
stuff.
Yeah,
we'll be hanging out there taking a bunch of pictures.
That'll be super fun. That's a late night for you guys.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And then we have our broadcast, our collection morning.
That's what's killing me. Usually when we do the broadcast day, the donation day, I wake up at 1 in the morning. So
you better get a nap in on Thursday.
Oh,
wait
my
a minute.
Gosh. Yeah.
So you're going to be at that thing and then get up and go
to our donation day.
Woof!
And then we have another event. We'll talk about that maybe tomorrow. Yeah, we have another event on Saturday.
It is the season.
It's all Westfield all the time.
Yay,
I just want to say, for those of you who love pictures and picture taking, this Westfield, this Westfield event is going to be the most Instagrammable moment of the season.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Hooman, well said, sir.
You are
incredible. Westfield San Francisco Center this Thursday, 6 to 8, with Yuzette, Hooman, and Bryn. Sick now? Heal.com. Doctor house calls 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day, including holidays. Covered by insurance or just $99. HEAL.com. Heal.com. Just quickly, because I love OK Go. I'm not like a huge fan of their music, but their videos are so awesome. There have been what's that called? The device. It's like a ruse. Bolton device.
Oh, I had it, and then you said stuff.
A Room Kubrick device.
I don't even know what you're talking
about. It's like
about.
A Rube Marlberg.
No.
Rube?
Rube?
Wolfenstein.
When you type in OK Go Bruce Bolton device, Michael Bolton pops up.
No, Rube.
It's Rube Goldberg.
Rube Goldberg
Rube
machine.
Goldberg machine. It's their, like, you remember the game Mousetrap where you like roll the thing down, it knocks one thing over, it causes something else to happen, that causes something else. It's almost like dominoes, but with all weird things. So that was the first one I ever saw from them. Really cool Rube Goldberg machine. And then they did one on treadmills, and now they have a new one. Obsession is the name of the song. It's done with a wall of printers, and Brittany just looked at it. We're posting it up at our Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
That's correct.
And it's they say it's super
How is it?
Unique and
Take
exciting.
Take a look here. You can describe all it. Right. It's a bunch of color and a lot of paper. They said, don't worry about it, it's going to be recycled.
Oh, did they? Mm-hmm. So it's a wall of printers, and then as they're performing, they've programmed it to just do different colors as it comes out of the wall. I'm not sure, but take a look.
So the whole wall is just printers, right? It's just coming down and raining on them.
No, it's really neat patterns. For sure. But again, can you name any of the songs from any of their videos?
No, I zero
that's
of them.
The problem.
Yeah.
So they are the.
They're the video band.
They're the viral video band,
and their videos are really creative. That one looks okay. I'll have to spend some time with it. Will I? I don't know. Congratulations to Prince Harry, the cute one, and his new fiance, Meghan Markle. This chick is so gorgeous. She actually quit the show that she's on because she's going to have to move to England and take on suits. Yeah. She's also, so they announced the engagement this morning. They say they'll marry in the spring of 2018. I guess he had to ask the Queen's permission, not just this chick's dad's permission, which he did do, but he has to ask the Queen, or say, here's what I want to do, and she has to approve it, his grandmother.
He's bringing someone into the royal family.
That's right, a grandmother.
It's a thing.
May I propose to Meghan Markle? Well, I don't know. She has been divorced.
Oh, she has?
She's biracial.
Is she divorced?
And she's an American, yes, yeah.
Oh, she's American?
Yeah. She's an American chick.
I thought she was Canadian.
Oh, is she Canadian?
No, she was born in L.A.
Yeah, born and raised in the U.S. Queen Elizabeth said, I'm delighted for the couple. No. And they say it is a big break from tradition. She was born and raised in the U.S. She's also divorced. She's not the first royal who's on her second marriage because Camilla is also divorced. Prince Charles's wife.
After swallowing that one, I'm sure the
yeah, everything else is easy. My throat's all wide open after that jagged little pill. you know, I didn't know this until I saw the King's speech because I just didn't know that much about, you know, the early 1900s royalty.
Yeah.
But Edward the Eighth, that's the Queen's uncle. He abdicated the throne in 1936 so he could marry an American divorcee, Wallace Simpson, which I only know from watching that movie. Meghan is 36. She's 3 years older than Harry, and she quit her job on the TV show Suits as she prepares to move to London.
Good for her.
She's gorgeous. By the way, in sunglasses, she actually looks exactly like Prince William's wife, Kate Middleton.
Oh, really?
Or Pippa.
Yeah, she looks like she could be their sister.
Yeah.
Anyway, congratulations.
Although this is a black and white photo, so
it is, right? Who knows?
Oh, I used to watch that show Suits.
Did you?
The first season.
Wow. Goodness. Oh, my God, you guys. Speaking of kick-ass shows.
Here we go.
We started watching this show called Godless on Netflix.
Oh,
it's a Western.
It?
Jeff Daniels plays like the bad guy in it, but Lady Mary from Downton Abbey plays this Western chick.
Lady Mary.
But she's not Lady Mary in this. She's like this badass chick. It's so good. I'm actually bummed we started watching it with my son because now I got to wait until he comes home from school again to watch another episode.
You can't just tell him he's on his own.
He wants to watch it with us. And he, like last night, we watched an episode. I'm like, so we can watch this without you, right? You'll watch this on your. He goes, well, can't we watch it together? I'm like,
oh my goodness.
All right. Anyway, it was good. Godless. Jennifer Lawrence and Darren Aronofsky have called it quits. So they have broken up.
They were just dating?
They were just dating. About a year. They worked on the 2017 film Mother.
Bryn saw that.
Which was directed by Aronofsky.
Hated it.
They're saying the breakup happened last month. An amicable split. They remain friends. Blah, blah, blah. And then it goes on to quote all the nice things they've said about each other in the past. It doesn't matter. They are no more. They're sick of doing each other. The highest paid women in music. Forbes, the list makers at Forbes, the Unstoppable.
Sick of doing each other? Is that what you slipped in there at the end?
Isn't that why people break up? Come on. Let's be real. So,
no, not always. No, sometimes that's the one good thing you had.
Right.
It's all the other stuff you got to deal with that isn't working out. Anyway,
or
sorry.
Why you keep going back, right?
Right.
So Forbes has a new list, their annual list of the highest paid women in music.
Taylor.
Taylor is number three. Taylor made 44. Don't forget, her record just came out, too. I don't know how much touring she did last year, but wasn't she?
Katy Perry, Bob.
Katy Perry is number nine.
Beyonce.
Beyonce is number one.
Oh. Adele. How much did she make?
Beyonce made $105 million. She was the only woman to cross $100 million.
Did you hear Hooman?
Adele is number two.
Boom.
Almost $70 million for Adele. $69 million.
Miley Cyrus anywhere on there?
Not in the top ten.
Wow. That's...
Selena
was not in the top ten, but did make eight figures.
Ariana?
Not in the top ten, but did make eight figures. Lady Gaga and Madonna were also.
Yeah, he did.
Lady Gaga and Madonna also not in the top ten, but still well
Pink,
into
Pink,
eight figures.
Pink,
Pink is not in the top ten.
Yeah. Christina Aguilera.
No.
Cardi B.
No. Cardi Number right. 10 uh-huh. with $30 million last year is Barbara Streisand.
What?
You know, I was going to name some of the older ladies.
She put that record out and it was number one. And, you know, she tours and, mm-hmm. or
and her
at least.
Tickets are hugely
they're
expensive.
So much money. So Katy Perry was number nine. Mm-hmm. Britney Spears made $34 million last year.
That show.
That
huh?
Vegas show. And whatever else she's got going on, her perfume and crap.
Her painting.
Oh, yeah, her paintings. Woo. Rihanna is number seven on the list. She made $36 million. Dolly Parton made $37 million last year. Good for her. Number six, Jennifer Lopez made $38 million last year. She's on a TV show. She produces TV shows. I don't think she's had an album out in a while. Although
she's doing
Vegas a Vegas
shows.
Thing too.
Yeah.
Huh.
She produces a few different shows.
Well, she is number five with $38 million. And number four, and again, the Vegas show, Celine Dion made $42 million.
Of course.
So congratulations. Top of the heap, though, Beyonce with $105 million. Congratulations to Coldplay.
Oh, here we go. Finally.
What did they do?
Finally. Have you been waiting for this?
We all have. The Bay Area.
Coldplay just finished their A Head Full of Dreams tour. In Buenos Aires last week. And,
I bet it's excellent.
Oh, I can only imagine. Because I'd never go.
That's not funny.
So I can only imagine.
Talk bad about the Alice.
No, she's great. I mean, they are great.
She's great.
that Coldplay lady. So to say it was a success, this A Head Full of Dreams tour, that would be an understatement. It's the third highest grossing tour of all time.
So weird. The whole world likes them except you two, you three.
I think it's because you like them so much that even though we love them, it just pales
you know
in
what?
Comparison.
You painted a picture of the whole putting them on and turning for the bed. It's
I'm not the only one that puts Coldplay on.
It's too much.
It's Coldplay.
The earnest look on your face as she cries.
That was a while ago.
But that was indelible. No, that was here.
Was it?
Yeah.
I feel like it was.
Yeah, I was here.
Coldplay performed for 5.4 million people around the world for over a year and a half, and the show grossed about $523 million. That makes it the third most successful world tour of all time. You want to guess what the top two? U2's 360 tour. That is the top tour of all time. That made $736 million.
I went to that tour.
From 2009 to 2011.
Should we guess number two? Is number two
U2 again?
No.
Is it a recent thing or is it a while ago?
10 years ago.
Guns N' Roses?
No.
It's a group though?
It's a big band.
Metallica.
No.
Hold on, we gotta get this. No, don't tell us. Do not tell us.
The Rolling Stones!
It's the Rolling Stones.
Duh.
A Bigger Bang tour. That made $558.2 million, 2005 to 2007. And thanks to Coldplay, Roger Waters's The Wall Live fell to fourth. That made $459 million from 2010 to 2013. So, congratulations.
Wow, he stayed out there for 3 years,
yeah,
huh?
He just hates going home, I guess. Coldplay, congratulations.
Or he just loves that money.
Just keep it coming.
Yeah.
Roll it in. Coldplay's number three now on the highest grossing world tours of all time. Our showbiz hero of the day is Han Solo.
Here we go.
Harrison Ford was, this was last weekend. And of course, I couldn't report it last week. I wasn't
right,
able to do it.
We were out.
He was driving on the freeway in Santa Paula, California. Santa Paula, anybody?
Santa Paula.
Southern California.
Santa Paula. The woman in front of him ran her car off the road and hit an embankment. Ford pulled over to help her get to safety. She only suffered minor injuries, but he's, you know, that he stopped. I guess, you know, you're supposed to. If you see an accident, you stop. He just did what any citizen should do, but because he's Han Solo.
He's amazing.
He is amazing, isn't he?
Santa Paula's in Ventura County.
All right.
Oh, okay.
So he is our showbiz hero of the day, for last week. Oh, darn it. Here's all the sexual harassment stuff. I really thought I might be able to bury it. Listen, there is just no one to trust anymore, everybody. Over the vacation, there were a number of new allegations. Charlie Rose.
Yeah.
Charlie's been... You know what's funny? Once in a while, you'd see a clip of Charlie Rose on that show he did with Gayle King and...
The morning show, yeah.
Yeah.
On CBS.
On. Who's the other girl who's on there? Nora O'Donnell.
Right. Yeah.
And he would say just things that were cringy. Like, he would make really inappropriate...
Charlie Rose?
Yeah. And it was very, like, I saw a few clips of that. Like, here's Charlie Rose being inappropriate, and you just thought, ooh.
Really?
Goodness gracious.
I've never seen that, and I always thought the guy was a stand-up reporter type.
Well,
like,
he
60
certainly,
Minutes and
yes.
PBS.
But
and,
on that fun morning show, he apparently would let it
get a little racy.
Get a little racy, and he would say things that were like, ooh, ooh. Anyway, he's been booted from PBS and suspended by CBS after several women who used to work for him accused him of sexual harassment, lewd phone calls, exposing himself, groping women, trying to kiss them without their permission. He might be one of the robe guys, too. It doesn't say it in this story, but it's just like, seems like the robe
even
is
naked,
the thing.
Like he would parade around naked in front of assistants.
Yeah, there was something like he invited someone who was up for a job over to his house. And then he said, oh, geez, my pants got wet from sitting in the pool and I'm going to go get changed. And he'd just be naked with like the robe wide open. Like, oh, God, dude. He apologized for some, quote, inappropriate behavior. He said, though, that when he did some of these things, he thought he was, quote, pursuing shared feelings, even though he now knows he was wrong. He also said he doesn't believe all the allegations are accurate. He did not get a pass from his former CBS This Morning co-host, Gayle King and Nora O'Donnell. They still seem pretty shocked by it. They praised the women who came forward. The paparazzi caught up with him and asked him to comment on his wrongdoings, and he said, it's not wrongdoings. So maybe he's changed his tune. Page Six is saying CBS is begging Oprah to fill in for him on This Morning. Well, yeah, I mean, listen. Everybody wants Oprah.
She's in some new movie.
Yeah.
What was she? She was in the ads for some new movie that I...
Let me see.
That's so funny. I saw that trailer too, and she's the only thing I remember from it.
But it's
A Wrinkle in Time.
A Wrinkle in Time, right. Because it played before Coco.
Oh, right.
And I thought, this doesn't seem like a kid's movie. Or a little kid's movie,
right.
Anyway. It
might
be teenagers.
Did you read that when you were a kid?
I'm sure. I read, you know me, I like to read.
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
Yeah, I've read it a couple times.
What is it? What's the deal?
It's about this kid and his father has gone missing and they find a way to go to this other place to find, and they have an adventure. It's like him and his sister and maybe their dog or something. It's been a while since I read it. But they go and they find, like, I don't know what part she would play in it, but it's a trippy book.
Well, now, I mean, she's, I don't want to say overexposed, but I heard her voice and went, oh, Oprah.
Oprah.
And then when they finally showed her, it was like, oh, she's doing the narration for this thing.
Wait, is it a cartoon?
No.
Or
It sounds like it's, yeah.
No, it's live action. It's starring Chris Pine.
Oh, boy. Maybe he's the father.
Yeah.
It's about these kids. I don't know what parts these grown-ups are playing. Anyway, Senator Al Franken has another accuser. A woman named Lindsay Menn said he groped her backside when she took a picture with him at the Minnesota State Fair in 2010. He was a sitting senator by that time. He issued a statement saying, "I take thousands of photos at the state fair surrounded by hundreds of people. I certainly don't remember taking this picture. I feel badly that Ms. Menn came away from our interaction feeling disrespected." There were pictures that surfaced of Al Franken groping Arianna Huffington during a photo shoot in 2000. Someone who was there said there was some fun attached to it, but she wasn't enjoying it. She definitely told him to stop and pushed him away. She says there was nothing inappropriate about it. This is Arianna Huffington. And they were just hamming it up for comedic effect. So she's disputing what they're saying. 36 women who worked with Al Franken on Saturday Night Live released a statement defending him and saying that they never experienced any inappropriate behavior with him. They said what he did to Leanne Tweeden was stupid and foolish, but noted that he apologized. Two of the women who signed the letter were original SNL cast members, Jane Curtin and Lorraine Newman, for whatever that's worth. Nick Carter of the Backstreet Boys has been accused of raping a woman named Melissa Schumann, who used to be in a girl group called Dream.
Are you familiar with them?
She says he raped her when she was 18 and he was 22, so that would have been about 15 years ago. So there's the latest. And oh, darn, we don't have time for more. All right, Vin, what's coming up in the news?
We may have a cure for baldness.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm. I've also got holiday shopping news, today being Cyber Monday and all, and flies landing on your food after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:38 and it's Monday morning. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. We are doing our big donation day. We do it every year, and this year it is on this Friday. We're going to be in two different Bay Club locations, and we are asking for your support for Tipping Point Emergency Fire Relief Fund. Help the North Bay rebuild. This year we're partnering with Tipping Point and the Bay Club to help our neighbors recover from the devastating fires that ravaged the North Bay. So from 6 to 9 a.m., Yuzette and I and Vaughn are going to be up in Corte Madera at the Bay Club Marin in the town center shopping mall. It's real easy on and off the highway right there.
Plenty of parking.
Oh, my God. Tons of parking. And we're going to have breakfast. We'll have some coffee and plenty of opportunity. I think the stormtroopers usually come out. I don't know if we've heard from them this year, but it's always a super fun morning. And didn't you say Johnny Mosley's going to come by our location?
Yes, Johnny's going to be at our location.
So we're super psyched about that.
Yes.
And then down in Los Gatos, it's going to be Vinny, Hooman, and Bryn.
Where there's even more parking.
Great. Oh, my God. What a draw.
So, and a bunch of firefighters are going to be there, too.
Yeah, it's going to be
from the county.
It'll be an absolutely great morning. It always feels good. It's a nice kickoff to Christmas, you know, giving. And that's what the season's about, right? Giving.
Right.
So make plans to drop by and help us raise a ton of money. And you can enter to win tickets to Sold Out Alice in Winterland. We'll have holiday selfie stuff set up so we can all take pictures together. And it's going to be a big day.
It's a direct benefit, though, for the people who suffered, or fire victims.
Yep.
In the North Bay.
Tipping Point Community finds and funds the most effective nonprofits working in education, housing, employment, and early childhood development. And if you can't join us on the 1st, this Friday, you can go to tippingpoint.org/Alice, make a donation there in our name, part of our fundraiser, or text Alice to 20222. And that's an automatic $25 donation. So text Alice to 20222. And that's it's an easy way to give $25. That is this Friday. All the details are at RadioAlice.com. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website has all the info. It's better than Google. RadioAlice.com.
We were all a little, huh?
That's where you go to get all the info.
All the info. Make it your homepage, everyone.
Right.
Search there. Search there first.
And even when you're walking by your computer, click on RadioAlice.com.
Please, if you could just give us a click, that'd be great.
Click, and then you can keep walking. Make that a habit, if you wouldn't mind.
Please.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
It looks like the rain has passed, everyone. We have blue skies here in San Francisco.
We sure
it's
do.
Probably
yeah.
not quite blue in the South Bay yet, but looks like we're clearing.
It looks fantastic. As the day. Of sunshine.
There's your boy. You went to his event on Friday night, right?
You sure did.
Yeah, so fun.
It was
great. That was two Fridays ago,
though. Yeah, it was great. They raised a lot of money for the Do It for the Love Foundation and just a, you know, a night of good feelings. Mm-hmm. It was really nice.
So Black Friday is last Friday. We spent over $5 billion online on Black Friday this year.
Oh, boy.
And today is Cyber Monday, and they expect that to be even bigger. They expect $6.6 billion spent online shopping today.
I'll be part of that for sure. Today's the day, and I always get all my... I usually send food to all my family and stuff, and...
The most popular time to shop online at work today is during lunch, but plenty of workers say, my boss is totally fine with me online shopping at work.
Plus, he doesn't know.
Right.
Just minimize my screen.
Cyber Monday is much more popular with younger people. People over 45 still get in the car and go out on Black Friday.
Yeah.
But the young ones, they like the Cyber Monday, so... Today's the day.
Well, and if you have an idea of what you want to get, I mean, the thing about, I remember in the past going to a brick and mortar and just almost feeling frustrated, like, I just got to get something because I don't want to go through this again and find parking at the mall again. And, you know, just it's getting to be last minute and you're just like grabbing scarves and hats that are meaningless, you know?
Right.
At least on online, I can look and narrow it and compare.
It almost
just
becomes
be there.
Take this.
Yes, exactly.
Get off my list of stuff to do.
Right. Here's some socks. I'm done with you. Speaking of which, next time we do the secret show, let's pick our secret Santa.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say that tomorrow. We could do it.
Not today. Mm-mm. All right. The cure for baldness, everyone.
Is it a wig?
That's funny. A hat? Yeah.
You know what's funny about this story is when I saw that the headline, the first words are cure for baldness found. So over the weekend, you know, I went down south to see my mom's new house where she purchased in the desert.
Yep.
And we spent Thanksgiving together and I hit an actual bookstore, a real one, you know, with the magazine racks.
Yeah, the whole
thing. I bought some magazines and was like, I'm going to get some reading done. I'm going to relax and read.
Mm.
So I'm reading Rolling Stone, and your boy, Elon Musk, is on the cover.
Ooh.
And he looks handsome and
sure.
dashing. And he's all...
Future man.
So, right. It's all about his space and
yeah.
his
wildest dreams.
And he's changing the world, yeah. right? They post inside. So the cover's excellent. It's a model shot
yeah.
of him. Inside, there's a picture of him from his PayPal days where his hair is going, almost gone.
Oh.
He has bags under his eyes. I mean, he doesn't look like he's left his his bedroom where he's, I don't know if he's coding or
right,
what his
right.
deal is. But that's a bald dude.
Funny.
So when I read this, I went, well, first of all, when I saw it in the magazine, I went, oh, he's got to be bummed about that. They blow him up on the cover. And then inside, they showed possibly the worst picture they could find of him.
Almost like they looked for it. Let's get a bad one.
God. Anyway, so I thought, oh, maybe Elon's the one who's discovered the cure. But
right.
He must have just gotten the...
The hair-by-hair plugs, I'm sure.
The hair sewn yeah. in.
Which, by the way, looks pretty amazing.
It
I
does.
Know someone who has that. And if he hadn't told me, I would have never guessed it.
I'm with you.
They take it off the back and move it to the front.
Anyway, for many men, going bald is just about the worst thing they can imagine. Aww. And so this news from South Korea, scientists have cooked up a chemical that looks like it's growing hair on mice.
Oh.
They're calling it, for now, the CXXC. But they say over a 28-day period, the CXXC protein promoted growth of new follicles. And
wow.
could be great news for dudes who don't want to leave the house.
Because they're embarrassed by their male pattern baldness.
Right. So we'll see. Cross your fingers, boys.
Or
oh, there
ladies,
it is.
Ladies go bald too.
Oh boy.
You see that? That's yeah. the picture too. That's the one. It's from oh, the wow. picture's from like a PayPal thing. And it's clearly before he hit it big.
Yeah.
You see the difference?
Yes. He needed a haircut at that point, too, because it was like getting kind of bushy on the sides. That is not attractive.
Well, he probably didn't want to let him go.
Yeah. Keep all the ones I got. Yeah. Yeah, he looks pretty good now, though, huh?
Look at he that. Has yeah, he cleaned up nicely.
Now. Yeah. Hi, Elon.
You know, I didn't read the whole article. I was reading some of it, but I really was trying to look at music stuff in yeah. that magazine. But he had an interesting quote about how he expects to spend his life married. Like, life isn't worth living without a partner.
He said something like, he doesn't feel right if he's alone.
Yeah.
He was talking about the Amber Heard breakup, right?
I don't know. I just saw the quote and thought, oh, that's pathetic.
Well, some people...
I mean, love, fine, but you just don't grab someone to hang with them just to fill the empty space in your
home,
heart.
In your kitchen.
You know?
Yeah, I know. It does. I wonder, too, if that's part of the problem with him keeping women or something, is that they're just like, I can't just be the thing you need to have warming your bed at night or...
It was a weird quote.
Like, it's a weird attitude to yeah. have, you know? I mean, here's a person who it seems like would be obsessed with all the stuff he's inventing and be fulfilled in that, and to hear him say, well, I can't be alone.
I'm not discounting the value of partnership. I actually believe in it,
sure.
too. But the idea, the way, or I should say, the way he worded it came
It wasn't
off,
about partnership.
Right.
It was about him not being alone.
Yeah.
Like, he can't be alone with himself or something.
And
I
if
need
you've
to
ever,
have someone to come home to.
If you've ever dated that okay. person, you can't get away from that person fast enough.
It's
you do become
a
like,
little smothering.
Oh, my Lord. You have to let me go to
you
the store
needy
without you.
You bastard.
Sheesh. Flies.
Yes.
They're gross.
Yeah.
I don't know if they eat poop. I assume that's why they land on poop and hang around poop.
I'm with you. They're eating it.
Yeah.
They eat poop, they eat dead things, and they want to eat your food too.
Right.
And clearly, you know, eyes, if you let them get near. You know how people always have, like, you see those shots of, like, terrible villages in Africa, and they're just like their eyes are caked with flies. I'm always like, that is so awful.
No,
like, that's the worst thing.
According to
you,
the
know what I'm talking
I don't,
about.
I mean,
you've seen those ads.
Eyes?
Send money. Oh God, I'll do anything to get the flies off those kids'
well,
eyes.
Well, the camera's on their face. I'm sure there's flies around their butt too, but you can't see it in the photo.
Yeah, I don't know. They should wear pants on their face. Oh, God. Keep those damn flies off of there.
Oh,
Jesus, it's so awful.
So wrong.
It's not wrong. I'm saying it is wrong. It's totally wrong. It's not wrong for me to notice that, though, and think to myself, those flies were just on poop a minute ago, and now they're in these people's eyes. Get them off the people!
May I please?
You may.
According to a new study out of Penn State, if you're eating something and a fly lands on it, you shouldn't do what you usually do, which is shoo, and then keep eating it. You should throw that food out.
No.
I'm not doing that.
Researchers found that flies... Well, first of all, I'll be your researcher. They land on poo.
Yeah.
They flew from poo to your food.
Yep.
You should throw that food out.
I'm not throwing the food out.
Researchers
found... I might
found,
scoop that one little part off if someone's looking, and I'd be like, yeah, I know the poop fly landed on that. Otherwise, I just wave it away and keep eating.
Oh, you are something
I figured there's
else.
So much crap that we eat. You know, there's probably so much junk in the food we eat. And, you know, God knows you swallow bugs when you're riding your bike. It's forget it. Don't worry about it. It's not going to kill you.
You ride your bike with your mouth wide open. Is that right?
You're telling me you've never gotten a bug in the mouth? When
I can't
you're flying,
say I've
when you're flying
never,
on your bike or
but
running.
I mean, the way you made that sound, it's like, I'm going for a bike ride. I'm going to eat six flies while I'm out.
Well, you know, if it's going to bother you, put a handkerchief over your mouth or something.
The researchers found that flies actually have the potential to carry around much more dangerous bacteria than we thought. Yeah, they just flew off of poo onto your food.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It includes things like Salmonella and E. coli. They even think that flies might be behind some disease outbreaks, especially flies in urban areas. So... Don't eat stuff after a fly's been on
you
it.
You can't, but the problem is, then don't eat anything, because there's been flies on everything all over. You weren't looking at the food the whole time. You just don't know. There's flies. You can't be that paranoid.
After we made the food in our kitchen and moved it to the table, flies haven't been on it.
You can't be that paranoid. No.
All right.
God. We have one of those electric bug zappers. Oh, thing's yeah. Awesome. It actually crackles them in midair.
How about a fast fact?
Okay, fast fact.
I gotta get off this.
Love those.
We're probably in trouble. Why? Weezer's first gig ever was in 1992, and they opened for?
Here we go. I'm gonna say
92.
The Backstreet Boys.
Nirvana.
Weezer's first gig ever was in 1992 when they opened for
Aerosmith.
The Police.
Beastie Boys.
Dog Star.
Oh my God, Keanu Reeves' band. Remember when they came in, they wanted to do an interview with us, and they're like, but you can't mention that Keanu's an actor.
Well, he wanted to talk about his bass player.
Right? We're like, nobody wants your whole band.
You don't know those guys.
Bass player in a band that doesn't have a hit song, but it's famous because you're in it.
Well,
come on.
Weezer opened for Dogstar.
That's funny. Oh, man, Weezer, boy, they just keep cranking out great music.
The whitest state in the United States is Maine. 95% of the population in Maine is white.
Oh.
Vermont is next. New England, everybody.
Funny.
94.9% of Vermont is white. Hawaii is the least white at 25.4%.
Does it have other state stats?
It does not.
No. That's too bad.
Reading silently to yourself is relatively new. People have been writing and reading for approximately 5,000 years, but it's only been socially acceptable to read alone and not allowed to a group for the past 300 to 400 years.
How strange.
That is completely ridiculous.
Was there just no reading for pleasure at all? Well, you know, there wasn't a lot of paper, and there certainly weren't printing presses. I mean, they were handwriting books, so if you had a book, I guess you never had a chance to read it to yourself because
everybody wanted to hear it. Yeah.
Like, oh my God. Please, give me some entertainment. I'm just staring at this candle. Nothing else to do.
That is so true. We're so used to that, especially now.
Yeah.
With all the phones.
Yeah, I mean, no one's ever bored anymore. Right. But back in the olden days, boy, the sun went down. You could only see by the candle. Be like, hey, I guess I'll go to bed. There's nothing on my TV I don't have.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, Sarah, you have to see Coco on the big screen. My husband and I went and we're bawling by the end. I'm 50, he's 53. Yeah. So damn good.
I don't know if I need to do that.
I'm going to see it again, but in 3D
cry
next time.
In public.
Like every Disney Pixar movie before it, Coco has a wonderful message and both children and adults alike. I liked it too. Let's see. I guess one way to do well is have low expectations. That's a quote from me earlier. That's how I've always lived my life, Vin. That's the shopping.
Keep them low.
Keep your expectations low and then you're always clearing that hurdle.
Sure. You're always like, wow, life's great. I don't know what you're worried about. You must have set your expectations too high.
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with the music charts and we'll go from there.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.